Tuesday, the 19th of November. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, we are this week really thinking about two major feasts that are coming up, and I want to talk a little bit today about both of them. The first is that on Thursday we celebrate the presentation of the Virgin Mary, and we'll talk a bit about that on Thursday. But really, this is an idea that comes from the early church. It's written about in some of the non-canonical gospels that we have from the early church. And it's this idea of Mary's preparation as a child, the kind of education she might have received in Judaism, learning to really know her faith well, as I hope all of you are learning to know your faith well, so that she could better receive Jesus and be his mother. So that's on Thursday. And then, of course, Sunday is really our last major feast of the church year, because the church year is coming to an end. When does the new church year begin? Does anybody know? That's right. This year it starts on the 1st of December. The 1st of the December is the first day in the new liturgical year. And so this Sunday is the last Sunday in the liturgical year. And not everybody knows that. They think that we have to wait till the end of December and for the end of the Gregorian calendar, right? But in fact, our liturgical year is coming to an end. And so we're going to be finishing using Mark's Gospel primarily this year, and we'll be beginning a new liturgical year as we move into Advent. So the first day of Advent is the beginning of the new liturgical year, and of course it will be year C that we'll be going through. Okay, so what's this big feast that we celebrate on Sunday? It's a relatively new feast. It was brought about in the 20th century, in the early part of the 20th century. Now, who here knows what kinds of terrible things were happening in the first part of the 20th century? Well, there was World War I, wasn't there? And then, just to make matters better or worse, there was World War II. There was the rise of communism in Russia and then later in China and in other parts of the world. And there was the rise of fascism and of fascist governments all around the world, particularly in Europe, but also in Latin America. There was the rise of nationalism. So that's where the nation state became very important. And people defined who they were by saying, well, we are English, or we are German, or we are Mexican. And that's more important than being maybe a human being. And maybe even more important than being a Christian. And the church was like, guys, this is the wrong way to think about the world. The nationality you are, the culture you are, the language you speak, these are important things, but they're not as important as being a human being. They're not as important as being a Christian. Jesus didn't come to save just the Jews, he came to save everybody. The early disciples didn't say, oh, we're only going to save these sorts of people. We won't save those sorts of people. They went out and preached to everybody. The church is for everyone. That's what Catholic means. So in some ways, this feast day, the Feast of Christ the King, is a very Catholic feast. Catholic in its broadest sense, Catholic meaning universal. It's a universal feast. It's celebrating that Christ is everyone's king. Not this people or that people, but everyone. Okay. Christ the King. If you look at the icons attached to Christ the King, you'll often see that the icons attached to this feast will be of the crucifixion. What kind of a king is Jesus? Does Jesus come conquering the world with a big army and making everybody do what he says or they'll be in trouble? No. He's the opposite kind of king, isn't he? Jesus comes and gives up his life for everyone. Jesus washes his disciples' feet. He doesn't have any army or any policeman or anybody to protect him. Instead, he allows himself to be humiliated, bullied, teased, hurt, and finally killed. That's the kind of king he is. He's a king who gives up his life for his people. And really, this feast is about that. This is a feast about Christ and how Christ works, the kind of person Jesus was, showing us exactly how we, as boys and girls, need to live. So we need to serve each other. We need to love each other. We need to be gentle with each other. We need to be kind and generous and loyal and helpful. And all those good virtues. Those are the two big feasts coming up. I will talk more about them on Thursday and Friday, but for now, we're just thinking about this coming. We're going to celebrate these two feasts. And I think it's appropriate that they're both this week. We think about Mary, who said yes to God. And in her big yes to God, her big yes to being Jesus' mom, she allowed God to work through her. And then we think about Jesus and how we want to be like Jesus. That he is the example of what a great leader is, a servant leader. Let's close our eyes now. Let's pray. Lord, help me to be like Jesus. Help me to be a servant leader. Help me to follow you, to serve others with joy and gladness, to make the world a better place. Amen.